The world as we know is made up of four fundamental elements. Mayim, water, afar, earth or dust, ruach, wind, and esh, fire. Each of these elements interacts with the world differently, but fire is the most transformative. Imagine a coat. Let's say it falls into a river. It's still a coat. It doesn't lose its status of a coat. You just need to hang it out to dry. Likewise, if it gets caught in a sandstorm, it's engulfed with sand and dust, it gets really dirty. It needs a good shakedown, but it still remains a coat. Same with ruach. If it gets blown by the wind, even a tornado, it might need a little patchwork, but we still call it a coat. But if that same coat falls into fire, if someone places it in the oven, it's at best charred fabric. Most likely ashes. It's definitely no longer considered a coat, because fire changes its very essence. And that's Torah. When Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, the pasuk says, V'har boyer ba'esh. The Torah is compared to fire. Torah is not just compared to fire, it is intrinsically connected to fire. The pasuk says, Mimino esh das lamai. Even the letters of the Torah are fire. The Gemara says, the Torah that was given to Moshe at Har Sinai was esh chayra gaba esh lavena. Black fire superimposed onto white fire. So just like fire transforms the essence of whatever it touches, so too, Torah transforms the essence of a person. A person before learning Torah and after are two totally different people. There's an incredible story brought down by the Gemara in Masechtas Bar Metzia. The Gemara says, one day the holy Amora Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Jordan River, and a man by the name of Reish Lakish saw him there, and he leaped into the river after Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish at that point in his life was a leader of a gang of bandits. And Rabbi Yochanan was very impressed with Reish Lakish's strength and his power. So he tells Reish Lakish, Chaylech L'Araisa, apply your koiches to learning Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan was a very handsome man. So Reish Lakish responded, Shifrach L'Nashim, use your beauty for Nashim. Rabbi Yochanan then made Reish Lakish the deal of a lifetime. He told him, if you return to Yiddishkeit, if you promise to become observant again, I will give you my sister, who is even more beautiful than me. And the Gemara says, Reish Lakish accepted the deal. And then Reish Lakish tried to leap out of the water to collect his weapons, but he was unable to do so, because he already accepted upon himself the yoke of Torah. Torah is so powerful, even if someone just accepts upon themselves the life of Torah, it changes their very essence. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story told by Rebbe Haber. In 1986, a man by the name of Nicholas Charles Turwitt Wheeler founded a British shirt company called Charles Turwitt. About 7-8 years ago, his shirts became especially popular among Orthodox Jews, particularly in Lakewood. At that point, the company was selling about 500,000 shirts a year. And to their amazement, they discovered that 20%, about 100,000 shirts, were being sold to just one person in Lakewood. Even more surprising, they were all white shirts. So intrigued, the company sent two top executives to investigate. They arrived at this man's house and they asked him to take them to his large retail store where they assumed he was moving that kind of volume. But the man tells them, I don't have a store. I sell all the shirts out of my garage. And while they were there, the doorbell rings and a customer had come to buy some shirts. And the man turns to his 8-year-old daughter and he asked her to help out the customer. And the executives were stunned. They couldn't believe that 20% of their company's shirt sales were coming from a garage operation managed in part by a child. Then the man said, if you want to understand your clientele, I'll take you there. And he brought them to BMG, the largest yeshiva in America. And when they walked in, the executives were stunned. They saw over 1,000 young men sitting and learning Torah, deeply immersed in their gemaras. The man turns to the executives. These are your customers. Most of these boys are wearing your shirts. And this room is just about 10% of the yeshiva. On the way out, the man asked the executives, did you notice anyone leaning back in their chair, relaxing or daydreaming? The executives looked at each other and they said, actually, no. Everyone was leaning forward, intensely focused in arguing and learning and toiling over the text. They were blown away. Not just by the shirts, but by the dedication and the discipline and the passion they devote to Torah. And this is the power of Torah. Torah doesn't just transform the person who learns it. It leaves an impression on everyone around them. Even executives from a shirt company walked away changed. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.